This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And this morning, talking to Dr. Stephanie Rika Larson with Medical Practice in Roseburg. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks. Good morning.
So tell us about kind of your background. What led you in the field of being a doctor?
Oh, I can't even really remember. My brother broke his arm when he was in fourth grade, and I decided I would be a doctor at that point and followed through. So here I am.
But, of course, you figured out eventually there was more to it than maybe what you thought in fourth grade.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
So talk about education-wise, what path did you go down?
So I went to college at OSU and studied biology, psychology, and chemistry there, then went to medical school at Creighton University out in Omaha, Nebraska, followed that with residency in family medicine, also in Nebraska, and then came back to Oregon where I was from. So practiced in Coos Bay for 10 years and then moved to Roseburg 5 years ago.
And talk about the practice you've recently opened up. What's it called?
It's called Peachtree Family Medicine and Weight Loss.
So talk about the what you try to achieve when you're helping people out. It sounds like weight loss is one that's of particular interest to you.
It is. So I've always been most passionate about preventive options. So weight loss is the biggest way to prevent all sorts of health problems if you're overweight or having too much inflammation in the body. So I learned about obesity medicine in 2017, did a conference then, and have done about 120 continuing education hours now in obesity medicine. So we can help prevent over 236 other medical problems if we address obesity.
So what are some of the things that you have to do when you're addressing obesity?
Well, there's a lot of things to it. Of course, there's evaluation of what people are eating and how much they're moving, but there's a lot more to it than that. It's also, are they taking any medications that promote weight gain that we can adjust? What kinds of choices are they making every day? And if there's stresses, if there's emotional eating going on, then we can address those and get that behavior. And sometimes counseling is needed, too.
Well, and I know one of the things that seemed to happen during the pandemic was that a lot of people were doing stress eating. And a lot of folks, and they weren't out there getting as much steps in walking or weren't as active. And suddenly a little bit of weight gain turned into a lot.
That's true. A lot of people gained a lot of weight over the pandemic. We weren't outside moving around. We were almost, a lot of us had a lot of issues with depression. And so that leads to a lot less activity too. And also more eating sometimes. So exactly, that made a big problem. One of my mom's friends said everybody turned into either a chunk or a drunk.
Yeah, there were some of the wine consumption while working from home part, too.
Yeah, that probably didn't help.
So how long have you been open at Peachtree Family Medicine and Weight Loss?
Since the beginning of March, we've been up there.
So how's it going so far?
Pretty good. We're seeing patients every day and making a big difference already, I think.
So if somebody is looking for a physician, what would you say is different about or maybe unique or a strong suit of what you do?
Again, my emphasis on preventive care, which may be true of a lot of primary care physicians. I really try to listen to my patients, and I hear a lot of stories about people that felt like they weren't listened to by previous physicians and previous providers. So that is a big difference. I tend to take a little more time with my patients and try to get to what's important to them, their reason for why they want to be healthy, and that can help them with motivation for those lifestyle changes.
It seems like the preventative aspect is something that's been out there more in recent years because especially as medical costs have gone up with technology and insurance and different things, people look at what can I do so I don't end up needing that surgery or that procedure or whatever up the road.
That's true. Prevention is really important. As they say, what is the saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure? That's definitely true. If you cannot need a treatment to begin with, then you're in the best shape you can be.
You were talking about the weight loss aspect. Do you ever talk to people who think, gosh, what I'm doing, I should be losing weight, but they don't maybe aren't looking at their diet thoroughly enough, or even not just what they eat, but how much? they eat in, you know, versus how much activity they have.
Yes. A lot of times people think what they're doing is healthy, and it may not be. So it's good to evaluate that. Another thing that people don't notice as much is, or don't know as much, is that there's a lot of brain chemistry that goes into appetite and the drive of eating. And so we can address that with medications if necessary. But it's worth it, I think, to do that because it can prevent so many other health problems.
Kind of like the time many years ago when I thought I was trying to lose weight, so I started eating salads. And my wife inquired after I'd gained 5 pounds what I was putting on them. And I said, well, bacon bits and croutons and cheddar, and she's like, stop.
Yeah, probably also a high sugar salad dressing too.
Yeah, some of those are the equivalent of having, you know, a double burger somewhere.
Yeah, or more. I compared nutrition facts on Wendy's menu before, and I saw that their junior bacon cheeseburger was a lot fewer calories than their big fancy salads.
Wow. So a lot of people don't always think through that. And it sounds like that's one of the things you want to help them do. Now, are you just seeing adult patients or do you do the whole gamut?
I see all ages.
And if somebody wants to get connected and find out maybe what's involved in becoming a patient, what do they do?
They can go on our Facebook page to find our phone number, which is 541-440-9128. It's called Peachtree Family Medicine and Weight Loss. So we should be easy to find on Facebook.
All right, Dr. Stephanie Rieke-Larsen, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.
8:30, 8 at the morning report.